I mean, it comes from the word it means to relax, to remove, to take away of sins that are past. The remission of sins that are past. Not sins that are past. People like to say, I hear them say this, Christ forgave my sins, past, present, and future. Now that may be in the grace of God and his purposes. Because when he chooses you from before the foundations of the world, then you will obtain salvation, right? And then his blood is shed for all the sins that ever will be committed or has been committed. It is enough to cover all those sins. But Paul says this for a reason. Because the past, right now, as I'm, the only thing I can talk about with Christ's blood is the past. The things I do in the future, if I go out and I commit some heinous sin and God slays me in the midst of it, I know for certain that I will burn in hell. He has to, what does it say? Through the forbearance of God, the restraint. Remember what it said before in the other chapter? It says, despisest thou the riches of his goodness and the forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance, verse 4 of chapter 2. Remember, his forbearance, his putting up with us is what allows us to come to repentance. I mean, like I said, I was a drunkard for many years before God, and God put up with it. I mean, I could have been like smoking dope, I could have been drunk, I could have been doing other unspeakable acts, right? And then God just kills me. Done. He doesn't owe me anything. Then when I come up on judgment day, he's like, oh, fornicator, drunk, etc., etc., etc. That's what you are. And he answered, but I believed. And it's like, if you really believed in me, then how come you didn't receive those things which those who believe in me receive? And that is his righteousness, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sin, meaning the sin was taken away. To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness. Now, I don't want to despise God's forbearance for anybody. And I hope he doesn't slay anyone in the midst of sin. I'm saying, if he does, he can judge you on that basis. And I wouldn't expect anything but a terrible judgment. Because God slew me in the midst of sin. I died in my sins. Jesus said, you know, hey, if you don't believe that I'm he, you're going to die in your sins. That's what he said. Jesus Christ, chapter 8. Of Book of John, I don't remember the exact verse, but in there he says, hey, if you don't believe that I am he, then you will die in your sins. And I tell you what, that's bad. You die in your sins, that's what he's saying. And it's connected right there. If you don't believe in me, you're going to die in sin. And so I then conversely, it's also true that if you die in sin, it's manifest. You didn't believe in him. Because if you believed in him, you would not die in your sin. That's what he says. If you believe in me, if you don't believe in me, you'll die in your sins. So the opposite is definitely true. So, his righteousness, that he might be just, and the justifier of him which believeth. See, he justifies us. He takes away our past sins, meaning he doesn't look at that anymore. See, we all were sinners. We all have sinned. And even a brother may fall into sin. It says, you know, hey, if a brother be overtaken in a fault, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, lest you also be tempted. There's a humility that comes with this. You can't just go off half-cocked and think, I'm righteous. Because, you know what? God can reveal all sorts of things that are still wrong with you. There can be all kinds of sinful things in you that you have not discovered. Meaning, like, you get in a certain situation where you should act, you should do something that would be righteous. But then sin wells up in you and you don't do it. You don't do it. It could be something simple. I mean, God, I can think of all the time when God, like he said to a prophet, he says, prophet, go. And when you leave, don't turn to the right hand or the left. Then someone else comes up to him and says, hey, come on, come over to my house. And he does it. And he gets killed right there. And it's because he did not heed the word of God. And so what God wants you to do something. If he wants to show you are still a sinner, he can show you are still a sinner. Because we all depend on him for our righteousness. That's what it is like to be a Christian. You are justified by his grace. You can't earn it. but you're expected to fulfill it. That's the deal. And you're not expected to fulfill it on your own, out of a rule book. No, you've got to ask. You've got to receive. He has to give you things that you can obtain. Otherwise, if you're just following rules, then you're just kidding yourself. Because as most people find out, they try to follow rules and they're like, oh, gee, I never seem to get it right. I always keep on slipping back into those two or three things that I know, you know. Because it only takes one sin to die. One sin. And you will be found worthy of death. So that's why Paul says, verse 27, where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith, without the deeds of the law. Now, when it says faith, what is faith? Faith means literally persuasion. It is like you have been persuaded to believe something is true or real. You know, you have faith means you are strongly persuaded of some particular thing. You know what I mean? Like, your faith in, you know, you expect gravity, you know, because you have this, you believe it's going to be there, right? And the same thing with God. You believe God is God and he is what he says he is and so on and so forth. Now, when you start off, you may not know anything except Jesus and the cross, right? And at that point, that is acceptable to God. But he will reveal himself. But the thing is, if you are his and you live another day, he will reveal something more of himself to you. And you are to fulfill what he reveals to you. If he reveals to you, this is what I want from you, you must fulfill that. If you are failing to fulfill it, I'll tell you what. I spent like 14 years of my life on drugs and knowing it was wrong and being miserable in that state of my life. All right, and totally this feeling of like a failure. I had nightmares about my kids. I had all kinds of just really, it weighted down my entire life. But he delivered me out of that, see? And now it's like, that could never happen again to me. Unless God could let me go. I don't expect him to do that because I have faith in him. He's faithful. He's faithful to me. Not because of anything, not because I don't drink, so God, he owes me. No. No, not because I owe. Not because he owes, but because he's giving, because the gifts and calling of God are without repentance.